Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Welcome. Judah Light Podcast, King Judah 23 here. Yes, sir. Very, very excited for this episode here. We're going to do a freestyle. We're going to do BET Awards and Foreigners Don't Look For Us. I'm going to explain why I say foreigners don't look for us in the next couple of minutes. If you see the BET Awards, you saw, every award show has this satanic symbols and innuendos, right? But the BET Awards was absolutely the absolute worst I ever seen. And people said this is actually a good year, the other years was actually horrible. BET's not the same no more. BET's not the same since we were young men and women. And I'm talking about like the mid-2000s. BET had completely sold out. Welcome everybody here. I'm King Judah 23. Please follow me on Instagram at KINGJUDAH23, as well as on Facebook on Judah Life at JUDAHLYFE. Those are my two platforms that I am putting out content. I put out content on those social media pages, so please check us out. Please follow us. Please share with us. Please share. Please like. We're not here to make $1 million. I want you to understand this, that this whole time monetization stuff here, this is nothing. My monetization is with Yah, okay? He is going to give me my monetization. He's going to give me 1, 2, 3, 4, 2,000-fold. Doesn't matter what he gives me. That's my monetization. So we're not here to do no monetization. We're not here for man's reward. We're here to see the kingdom of Yah, okay? Why do I say foreigners do not look for us? I have been seeing over the last couple of weeks, and this has been a very disturbing, very, very disturbing trend. There are a lot of these foreigners, and we know who you are with Latinos, especially Mexicans, okay? Especially Mexicans and these Arab people coming out being so disrespectful to Judah. And I'm telling you this right now, and I'm being dead honest when I say this here. Black people, you got to start standing for something. Okay? I saw a radio personality here in Atlanta, Georgia. She's out here going off on social media, going back and forth. She's going to get her lawyers and how dare they do this to her, and blah, say blah, and they call me darky and all this other shit. And I'm sitting up here like, why are you even ordering food from these assholes? The moment I saw that on my receipt, that's okay. I know I'm not going to get my refund today, but you'll be hearing from my attorneys, and you'll be hearing from corporate. That's just fucking facts, man. And here's the thing. Why do black people beg so much to go to these establishments? I saw another sister. He had to be Arab, okay? He looked like he just came off the boat, okay? He looked like he don't even shower. Here's the thing, and I'm not here to talk about all Arabs, because guess what? The Most High says that there'll be so many Gentiles that you can't even count, but there'll be so few. So we know that Arabs is going to be a part. You only count a handful now. Now, I'm going to say this again. You can only count a handful of Arabs that's going to take the kingdom up with Yah, because they know who the true people are, which is the Negro man, woman, and child. But we'll move on. The fact that this man just got off the boat, just got his damn visa, and can open up a business, and to treat black people, and treat that young lady like that. Now, here's the situation here, okay? Their policy is not to have short shorts on, which I do absolutely do agree. I believe that people are too underdressed nowadays. People try to show their booty, people showing their titties, people showing their penises, people just outright just all over the damn place. So, as a professional establishment, I get it. I get it as a professional establishment. I understand as a professional establishment that, you know, you want to set some type of precedence over your establishment, right? Here's the problem. There was two white ladies that had technically short shorts on. Now, their shorts wasn't as short as the black lady. Her was just a little bit short. Just a little bit short. Just a little bit. Not too much. The sister looked good. I'm going to be honest with you. She looked damn good. And I don't think she was underdressed. I don't think she was trying to show off anything. That's her figure, okay? And I'm gonna get to my point in a minute. But the fact that they singled out this young black lady and kicked her out and threw her stuff outside like it was like her stuff was trash shows you that how black people are being treated, continue to be treated, not only by white people but other foreigners. But here's the problem, and I want you foreigners to really get this. I want you to really understand this, okay? You come over here and you act white, and I know the reason why they do that. I found out why. There was this guy, and I'm not going to bring up his name or anything like that, but I know this guy very, very well. He does work for Immigration and Homeland Security. He says, man, I'm going to be honest with you, King Jude 23. The reason why they come over here acting like that is because before they get sworn in, before they get their legal papers and their green cards and all the other stuff, they have to go through orientation. Okay? I want you to understand this. They go through orientation. All these people that are legal to come to be here, they're legally supposed to be here. Okay? Or quote-unquote legal. First of all, we all human. We all part of Earth, okay? We all part of this planet, and we can go anywhere, and we're legal. But that's no here nor there. We'll move on. We're gonna give them the laws that this law of the land gives us, okay? So they supposed to be legal, right? So before they become legal and they sworn in as U.S. citizens, which means U.S. slaves, but we'll move on. They say they go through orientation. They show them the good parts about America, and they show the bad parts about America. And the majority of the time when they show the bad parts of America, they always have a black face in front of it. And see, that's the problem when these foreigners come to this country. They see the negativity of the black man, woman, and child as part of the negative part of America, so they treat them as the negative part of America. You get what I'm saying? But I must tell you foreigners this, and we're gonna move on here. And first of all, let me say this before I get to that. Why do you think black people are continuing to be discriminated against? Why is it always an issue when black people try to show their hair? Why is it an issue when Judah always show their bodies or show their skin? Why is it that Judah always catch the flack when they're just trying to be themselves and be a little free, right? Why is that? Because that melanin is glowing, baby. Your melanin is glowing. See, these racist white people, these foreigners, they can't take Judah looking so good, man. I want you to understand that I'm not here for jokes. We here at Judah Life Podcast. We talk real shit, and we real here today, right? We are keeping it 100. They can't stand you, man. And the reason why is because they know that you glow. They know that you're the first man on earth. They know that the reason for their existence is because of you. Okay? They know you're the Most High's chosen. They know that you are the original indigenous people. That you are the original Puerto Ricans. That you are the original Dominicans. That you're the original Asians. That you are the original Iranians. You are the original everything. And so every time they really see you, they are angered because they know they can't get Yah's favor like you. But here's the problem, black folks, and I'm going to say this right now. 85 to 90% of black folks are fucked up in the damn head. Let's just talk about it, guys. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Yes, we can say that the original people, the original Indians, the original Chinese, the original Russians, the original Puerto Ricans, the original Dominicans, the original Cubans. We can talk about all this all day long, that the indigenous Negro man, woman, and child was the original everything. We can say all that. But black people are still fucked up in the head because all we think about is screwing, going on vacation, and flashing a lot of money for a bunch of assholes on social media who don't get two shits about us. This is the problem with our community. So we can't continue. Excuse me. We can no longer continue to keep talking about racist white people. We can no longer continue to talk about racist Iranians and racist foreigners. We can't continue to talk about that, and then our people continue to be fucked up in the head. Our people continue to do the same bullshit over and over and over and over, and it's been different the result. We can't continue to talk about racism and how we're being discriminated against when we got somebody like Zip with the Drip, who's still not at his age. He's damn near 50 years old, and now he wants to be a rapper. Now all of a sudden he got a new single out, talking about, how I came up. Man, please, sit your old ass down some damn where and be a leader to the young youth who are coming up. But see, we don't do that. We compete against one another. These old ass bitches, 45, 48, 50 years old, still shaking their ass on TikTok, trying to compete with these young girls. Our black people are fucked up in the head. That's period. Let's talk about that. BET Award freestyle, man. BET Awards is showing you that they don't value black culture anymore. I don't give a damn if Tyler Perry is the new owner of BET. He is the gatekeeper for all this shit anyway. Let me say this right here. Why would a Jewish man sell anything to a black man, especially in Hollywood? Because there's already been a deal been established. Do not elevate this network for black excellence. No, we're going to continue to push this narrative on black people about homosexuality. We're going to continue to push this narrative on black people that our black women nothing but whores. We're going to continue to push this narrative in the black community that our black men are turning more feminine than ever before. We're going to continue to push this narrative in the black community that our black people are dumb and don't understand anything. We're going to continue to push this narrative in the black community that black people don't understand anything outside of their hood. This is the issue that we are having. So when we continue to hear that, Tyler Perry is a new owner of BET, so fucking what? If he continue to put the same bullshit that he's been putting out there, that black men are bad, black women are great, this, that, and the third, to continue the division between the black man and the black woman, what is good about Tyler Perry owning BET? Please tell me. Not a damn thing. There's nothing positive about Tyler Perry owning BET. Nothing. Not one damn thing. But we're supposed to say, hey, you know what? Hey, you know, Tyler Perry, he's the new owner of BET, man. He's the new owner of BET. Yeah, man. He need to bring it back. He is not bringing shit back. He is continuing to push the same narrative that the white man had done. The only thing is now is going to be a black face in front of it. How can you trust somebody like Tyler Perry when all his movies, come on, all his movies, not just some, I'm not going to say all, but I'm going to say majority, about a good 75 to 80% of his movies show the black man as being the bad guy. Why would I trust anybody like Tyler Perry? Come on, let's talk about it. And here's the thing. I know some people that actually work for the man. Can you believe that? I actually know someone that actually work for the man. So when I talk my shit, I talk my shit for a reason. I don't give a damn if family work for him or not. I don't give a damn if people that I know or care about work for him or not. Who gives two flying shit? I may have to get into it with them. That's fine. If they praise man like that, it is what the hell it is. But I am telling you right now, stop trusting these Negroes. Stop trusting these celebrities. I really don't understand why these celebrities is continuing to be in black folks' mouth. Oh, DC Young Fly, yeah, man, I feel so sorry for him. And you should understand from your pineal gland if your third eye was opened. But unfortunately, most black folks' eyes are not open. The only thing they're open for is their legs and their penises to try to enter into. This is the only thing that's really being open. Your third eye is not being opened. So when you hear a Jackie O, DC Young Fly's old lady die, you think that it died accidentally. No, this is a sacrifice. Why is DC Young Fly still out in public after all of it? When I lost my wife, this is the guy I'll shoot. When I lost my wife, I didn't want to go outside. He's out there. He's laughing. He's joking. He's playing jokes all day long. And here's the thing. You lost your partner. So I already know that he sacrificed this lady. But we have to move on. Because it's not about the celebrities. It's about the black people that continue to follow him. Stop praying for people like this. The Most High does not like when you pray for these devils. DC Young Fly sold out. Everybody on the 85 South show sold out. That's just facts, man. Everybody on the 85 South show sold out. Everybody on the Wild and Out show sold out. Sorry. In order to get to be on the Capitol Wild and Out, you have to praise Satan. That's just facts. And you may have to sleep with Nick Cannon. And Nick Cannon sleep with man and woman, women. That's fact. Don't think he can sleep just with women. No, he sleep with men too. That's facts. Can we talk about this? Can we talk today? Can we really have a real serious conversation today? See, I don't even talk about celebrities, but we're gonna do this shit freestyle. We're gonna have fun today. The BET Awards. BET Awards absolutely horrible. That show was absolutely horrible. That's supposed to represent black culture. That's supposed to represent Yahweh's chosen people. No, it doesn't. That represents Satan. But see, black folks continue to praise and to continue to uplift bullshit. Come on, let's talk, man. Can we talk today? Can we be real with each other today? Can we be honest with each other today? Can we be real with each other today? Yes, we got to be real today, man. Black folks celebrate bullshit, period. Black people continue to celebrate BS. Black folks continue to celebrate failure. Black people continue to celebrate being dead last in economics and infrastructure and education and finances. Why is it that we go out here and we talking about, man, I want to go to Jamaica. Man, I want to go to the Dominican Republic. Man, I want to go here. I want to go here. And yet, here in America, your house is not even appraised the same way as a white man and woman. Come on now, let's talk. Hell, you got foreigners that their houses are being appraised a lot higher than you. Why? But we continue to celebrate what? Failure. We continue to celebrate being disrespected. We continue to celebrate being less than. Why we continue to celebrate that? Because that's how most black people feel and think about themselves. William Lynch is the greatest white supremacist of all time. And here's the reason why I say this. Here's the reason why I say it. William Lynch is the greatest white supremacist of all time because of two reasons. He came in psychologically. Psychologically, he wore down the black man, woman, the slave, right? And number two, he gave long-lasting psychology to the slave. Here's the reason why I say that. What he is doing right now still works today. Come on, let's talk. Let's talk. Why is it when a black person open up a restaurant, you got black people that want to go shake their ass and go twerk and go do this and do that shit and do this shit and that shit. But when black people go to a white establishment, they show them the utmost respect. Come on, man. You don't see all that twerking. You don't see all that booty shaking going in these white establishments. You don't go into McDonald's. Now, well, I'm going to say this. The McDonald's in the ghetto, yeah, they'll do that bullshit because it's in the ghetto. But you don't go to Alpharetta. Alpharetta is a nice area in Georgia. You don't go to Alpharetta. You don't go to Sandy Springs. You don't go to Beaufort. You don't go to Cumming. You don't go to North Cross. You don't go to these nice places that have nice establishments and go show your ass. You don't do that. You give their establishment the utmost respect. But when you come down to Camelton Road, when you come to the South Side, Jonesboro, Morrow, this shit, that place, that College Park, When you come to these establishments, all of a sudden now you want to shake your ass. Now all of a sudden you want to shake your booty. Yeah, girl, bitch, yeah, go get it. Yeah, hey, yeah. Smack, smack, smack. Why is that? Because that's part of the Willie Lynch legacy. That's part of the Willie Lynch legacy. Black folks will show white folks the utmost respect when it comes down to their establishment. But then a black man say, hey, listen, sister, you know, we don't do that around here. ABC 123. You know, he told her, oh, he an old bougie ass nigga, old sellout coon ass nigga. All of that, you know, fuck that. I'm gonna expose that. I'm gonna get his ass shut down. And for what I heard, he don't use no gloves. But you eat ass, but you talk about some damn gloves. Come on now. A friend of mine showed me a video, I believe it was yesterday. This rapper, I keep forgetting this hoe's name, the one who talk about eating butt all the time. She was performing and had another woman, this is, and I'm sorry to say this, 75% to 80% of these women today, they are gay. I'm going to say this. Plain and everyday simple. You don't find too many heterosexual women anymore. That's just facts. And I'm talking about real heterosexual women. You don't find that anymore. I'm saying this on 10 toes, and you can get mad at me all you want. You can say, man, fuck that nigga, fuck that hoe ass nigga. You can say whatever you want to say about me. 75 to 80% of these women are gay. I'm telling you. It was another woman that went right behind. She was a fan of this chick. First of all, I don't know how you become a fan of this chick when this chick is not even really talented. We're going to talk more about that in a minute. But I'm really going to be honest here. She went right behind her and ate her ass on stage. On stage. Now, this fan who ate the lady's ass, this rapper's ass, she was not a bad looking chick. Now, if you're a single man looking for somebody like that, and you taking her out and all those, and then you see that shit on video, what you gonna do? Most of our men be like, shit, I'm still gonna hit it anyway. Come on, man. I'm saying this on 10 toes. Who gives man? I don't give two flying shits. When it comes to some coochie, black men are some of the stupidest people on planet Earth. Black men are some of the stupidest people on Earth when it comes to some coochie. We will accept anything. We will take the fattest white bitch because she's white, and we're going to hit it. She could look like Pork and the Damn Pig and Kermit the Frog put together. And we're still going to hit it because it's white. These races can give you their trash, and we're gonna treasure it because it's some coochie. This is why black women can say whatever the hell they want to say to us, and we still gonna take it because they got a coochie. I am telling you right now, black men need to wake the fuck up. I'm gonna say it again. Black men need to wake the fuck up and stop accepting any and every damn thing that comes from these women. Stop it. Black men are some of the stupidest niggas in the whole wide world when it comes to some coochie, man. As long as we get some damn coochie, we're good. Hey, ain't no problem here. Ain't no problem here, Doc. She can call you a fuck nigga. She can call you a bitch. She can call you a hoe. She can call you everything besides the Most High Chosen. And we're going to accept that. Man, she got a fat old ass. You know what I'm saying? Shit. She got a fat ass. And the bitch toxic as hell. But see, this is our fault, black man. Black man, this is our fault. And we started taking more accountability in our black communities. I saw the BET. I saw some of the highlights of the BET Awards. That whole show is trash. And I'm going to tell you this right now. And you can call me a sexist all you want. You can call me somebody that don't like women. You can say all that bullshit. First of all, you don't know what I like, I don't like. It kills me when somebody has an opinion that's outside the norm, all of a sudden he's gay, or all of a sudden he a fuck nigga, or he don't like black women, he's against this, he's against that. And I see what Kevin Samuels had to go through, even though Kevin Samuels was brotherhood, even though Kevin Samuels sold out, even though Kevin Samuels is not a great example, but I have to use him for example on this one, because anytime you have a difference of opinion, from the norm in the black community, you are a fuck nigga. All of a sudden, you are a bitch nigga. You a pussy. You this, you that, and third. Everything about you is wrong because you have a difference of opinion. If I would have went with the same old, hey, yeah, girl, shake that ass. Yeah, bitch, you a queen. Yeah, nigga, let's go shoot these niggas. Yeah. Now, if we went with each other's bullshit, oh, I'm a real nigga then. This is why black folks is dead last. Infrastructure, economics, and education. This is the reason why we are dead last, because we always co-sign each other's bullshit. Come on, let's talk about it today. No, so we're talking about, oh, prayers for Takeoff, prayers for the Amigo. And the Amigos clearly showed you that they sacrificed that boy. Oh, yeah, by the way, Offset, I'm going to be honest with you. You fooled me at first. You had me fooled, bro. I'm going to be honest. You had me fooled. You had me completely fooled. But when I saw you and Quavo at that BET Awards, I'm going to be honest with you, bro. You signed off on Takeoff as well. I thought at first you wasn't with it because you wasn't with the group when he so-called got killed. Now, here's the thing. Takeoff could still be alive. that's the whole thing about this. Takeoff could still be alive. But let's just say, let's give them what they give us right now, and he's dead. For you to say, I blame Quavo. For you to say, I blame, what's them niggas, Jay Prince and Mob Ties. And then months later, turn right around and be cool with the same niggas that you say you blame and do a performance with Quavo, I know you had something to do with it too. But you was a little more slick about it. So you was a little more slick. You see, people give you a little more, oh man, Offset, he a real nigga. He got with Quavo. He a real one. Woo. Please. They all had to sign off on Takeoff getting killed. It was a sacrifice. They all had to sign off on it. But that's no here nor there. We're not going to continue to talk about the same celebrities. But I'm telling you, the BET overall as a network is not representing the Negro man, woman, child. They're not. They are serving homosexual agendas. They are serving ghetto behavior. Let me ask you guys this. Why we don't see the French Prince no more? Even though Will Smith is a homosexual too, even though he's part of the gatekeeping community, we understand all this. We understand that Will Smith sold out. We understand that, but we're not talking about that right now. Why we don't see Family Matters no more? Why we don't see Martin no more? Why we don't see Living Single anymore? Why we don't see Prince of Bel-Air anymore? Why we don't see A Different World anymore? Because they all promoted black excellence. Go back to those shows. Go back. They had promoted HBCUs. They promoted Black Inventors. They promoted all this stuff for black excellence. They promoted black excellence. They did. They promoted black excellence. Even though some of them sold out, I get it. Some did sell out. Some did sell their soul to the devil. Yes, some did go on to Hollywood and do a whole bunch of weird stuff. I get all that. Trust me. But why we don't see shows like Family Matters no more? Why we don't see Fresh Prince of Bel-Air anymore? Why we don't see that? But we see Love & Hip Hop. We see Orlando Brown and Raz B arguing like two bitches. See, this is the stuff that they show black folks, and then black folks don't even question it and promote the same behaviors on TV. Jocelyn Hernandez, the bitch from Love & Hip Hop, Atlanta, that bitch has no talent whatsoever. Why is she on The Breakfast Club? Why is she on The Breakfast Club and this bitch has no talent? The bitch can't rap. The bitch can't sing. The bitch can't act. The bitch can't do nothing. And yet she's still on platforms. Why? Because she is promoting the behavior that is destructive to the black community. And the bitch not even black. Come on, let's talk. What's that girl's name? She played for LSU. not Angel Reese. Everybody knows about that girl. The other girl. The little short dark skinned one. She's kind of cute. The real cute one. And she raps too. That girl can rap her ass off. Why she ain't got no singles? That girl's very talented. Why do we have Lotto? Why do we have Big Red? Or Sexy Red, whatever the hell that bitch's name is. Why do we have Scatanna? Or the one talking about eating booty. Why do we have these no-talented-ass bitches be on these platforms and be on these shows when we got real talent out here? I can take you to some places here in Atlanta, Georgia, when they got some real fucking talent out here. They got people out here that got that know spoken word. They know how to rap. They know how to put a song together. I know some producers. They can give you a good ass beat. Why are all these no talented motherfuckers on these platforms? Because the shit is rigged. The shit is rigged to make black people look bad. That's facts, man. So when you hear this bitch, Sexy Red talking about my coochie pink, my booty hole brown, and all this other bullshit, that's no talent right there. That bitch has no talent. There's nothing about that bitch that screams, I want to be like this hoe. Anybody can do that. Anybody can go out here and talk about their coochie pink and their booty hole brown. Anybody can do that. Anybody can sit up there talking about rip me off the planet. I've been acting brand new. Anybody can do that shit. Give me some motherfucking talent. Give me some MC Light. Give me some Queen Latifah. Give me Roxanne and Roxanne Shanté. Give me Foxy Brown. Give me Lil' Kim even. Even though Lil' Kim is the founder of this new slut rap, even back then, Lil' Kim know how to get on another track and talk about something else besides sucking dick, shooting another bitch, and taking another bitch's nigga. That don't take no talent to do that. Listen to Lil' Kim on the Junior Mafia. Listen to Lil' Kim with Mobb Deep. Listen to Lil' Kim with Biggie. She can get on any damn track and make that bitch blow. That's facts. Look at Foxy Brown back then. She can go on a track with Jay-Z and make that bitch blow and still talk about her sexuality. They can talk about multiple things. What are these hoes talking about now? I'll steal your man. I'll shoot a bitch or I'll shoot a nigga. Twerking. And sucking dick. That takes no talent whatsoever to say some shit like that. That's no talent. That is absolutely, you don't have no talent whatsoever if you doing some shit like that. And this is all their records, they doing this. The whole entire album talking about sucking dick. I'm taking your man from this bitch. I'm doing this, I'm doing that. It takes no talent to do that. Bring me out the planet, I've been acting brand new. That takes no talent. Anybody can come up with that intro. tell me if I'm lying or not. That takes no talent whatsoever to do that. Our people better get it together. Our people need to start taking a stand and saying, you know what? This bullshit right here is not representing our people. But see, but black people, we co-sign each other bullshit. That's why there's no accountability in the black community. Come on, let's talk. Come on, let's talk. Why we don't have no accountability in the black community? Why we don't have a lot of accountability? Please tell me. Tell me. Just tell me. Tell me why we don't have no accountability. Anytime you're talking about holding black folks accountable, now there's a big uproar. Man, all of a sudden, oh, he a fuck nigga, or she a fuck bitch, and fuck them niggas, you know what I'm saying? They all some old sellout ass niggas any damn way. Anytime black folks got to be accountable to one another, the other one's going to call another one a sellout. Why? Because that Willie Lynch mentality. A lot of y'all niggas don't even know who the hell Willie Lynch is. A lot of you, let me say something right now. Most black people don't even read. Come on, let's talk. Can we talk today? Most black people don't even read. I say between 90-95% of black people don't even read. They don't even read. They wouldn't even read an article that's online on their phone. That's facts. They'll scroll down to all the juicy parts. That's what they want. Black people want to be entertained. 90-95% of black people want to be entertained today. They don't want to be educated. So when I hear why we don't see more black this and more black data and why is it that we're not doing as well as that and we came up from this, that, and the third. I'm telling you, it's a self-inflicted wound. Yes, it came from years and centuries of systemic racism. Yes, I'm not saying that racism had nothing to do with any of this. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that the Caucasians, who is the puppeteers to the puppet master, who works for the synagogues, which is the Jewish people, not the Jews. The Jewish is just something like, is like something, but not the real thing. We know that the Negro man, woman, and child is the original Jews. We understand that. We understand systemic racism is hurting black people still to this day in America. We get that. But we got to stop the bullshit, man. We got to start holding each other accountable. We got to start motherfucking calling the shit out for what it is. And I'm going to be honest with you. When I first started this podcast, I said 80% of our problems was on black men. Because black men are not being leaders. And I'm not going to sit up here and act like that black men are still not being held accountable for not being leaders. I'm still going to hold us accountable for a lot of the problems, for the majority of our problems. I'm going to say that. But it went from 80% down to 60%. Our black women are starting to become 40% of our problems. And let's be all the way honest. Let's just be all the way honest here. See, I know that your mama and your grandma are black women and black men, we are so damn sensitive when we have to talk about accountability for our black women. I get that. I understand that because my mama was black. I had a child with a black woman. God rest both of their souls. The Most High rest both of their souls. Let Yahweh guide them through judgment and everything like that. I get that. But let's just be all the way honest here, and let's just be real. Black men are scared to check black women nowadays. Now, let me also say this here. I heard about that situation in Chicago, okay? And you know what really disgusts me more than anything? You know what really disgusts me more than anything? That we don't hold black women accountable. Now, I'm gonna say this here. That young black man who shot that brother in the back because he punched his mama, I don't blame him whatsoever. If that was my mama, he going to heaven too. I'm not blaming nobody whatsoever. I'm not blaming that young brother whatsoever what happened. That young brother should not have been arrested for that. He was only protecting his mother. But we have to be honest, and we're going to have to start being accountable to black women. We're going to have to start being more accountable. And I see black women all over social media. That's what his bitch ass get. So he put his hands on a female. You don't know what started that argument. We only got halfway to the argument, to the shooting. We don't know what that black woman did. We don't know what that black woman said to him. And I'm going to say this as well. There are reports that she texted her 14-year-old son to come in the store and check this nigga. Why would you put your 14-year-old son in a situation like that? Do you understand that young man, if he don't get therapy now, if he don't get counseling now, you have opened yourself up to raising a fucking menace to society. Not only you text your son to come in the store, most black mothers who have some honor, they wouldn't even have their children in that type of situation. Most honest black mothers. Most black mothers with integrity would have not put their child in that position. Not only you did that, but after the shooting, you try to wrestle the gun from that 14-year-old boy. And I'm glad that 14-year-old boy fought his mother on this, because she told him to shoot everybody who just saw that, all the witnesses. Not only he said, no, I'm not going to do it, because he was already traumatized, but he had to shoot that brother. And like I said before, I don't blame that 14-year-old boy. If that was my mama beaten, you getting shot too. So I don't want people to sit up there and think that I'm blaming this young man. That young man absolutely had every right to take that nigga off this planet, because that was his mother. But for his mother to call him into the restaurant and to shoot all the witnesses, see, I'm going to tell you something right now. I saw black women, they didn't say not one word about none of that, right? They didn't say not one word about that. Not one. Not absolutely not one word about that. They both got released. And I'm going to tell you the reason why they got released. Because it was a black man that got killed. If that was a white man that got killed, oh, they're still in jail today. See, this is Illinois, where second degree murder, you can bond yourself out. You can sign your own self out for second degree murder. So because it was a manslaughter, they definitely they both signed themselves out, and they both, the charges got dropped. They don't care. But this was Georgia, this was Texas, this is the South, they still would have been in jail today. And I agree that black mother should still be in jail. You conspired to commit murder. Not only that, it's conspiracy for attempted murder as well, because you try to shoot all the witnesses. But why we don't hear black women say anything about that? Why we don't hear black women holding this woman accountable? You know you can't beat a black man. Why are you going back and forth with him? If I was her, I would have got my food and get the fuck up out of there, because I was something wrong with this brother right here. Now I'm gonna say this: that black man who was punching on that lady there, I'm gonna be honest with you, I don't know what she said to him or anything like that, but it didn't have to go that far. Especially when you have two young daughters. It didn't have to really have to go that far. The victim was wrong as well. Because he could have said, you know what, sister, go get your food and get the fuck out of my face. That's all I would have told him, her ass. Bitch, just get your food, get the fuck out of my face. But again, I'm going to say this one more time. Why we don't hear black women saying, damn, She told him to shoot everybody that saw that. There's no accountability as far as among black women is concerned. Black women could do any and every damn thing. We're gonna accept it. This is the reason why we're still dead last in economics and infrastructure and education. Why is black women the number one co-signers for homosexuality? Come on, let's talk about that. Let's talk. I'm not here to bash black women. I talk about black men as well. I just got done saying black men are the most stupidest people in the whole wide world when it comes to some coochie. We'll throw our whole entire future away for some damn ass. That's facts. So if I could talk about the black man, why I can't talk about the black woman? Why has nobody said gave any kind of credibility about this black woman right here? For her to say, shoot everybody that saw you that murder, shoot all the witnesses too. That tells me you had a lot of evil intentions on you. Now again, I'm not blaming the boy because he's 14 years old. But that mama, definitely, she need me in somebody's jail right now. But I'm gonna tell you something. This is why America is slowly falling. This is why the black community is slowly starting to fall. Well, we've been falling, but we definitely are on the cusp of falling. Because there's no accountability when it comes down to the black woman. There's zero accountability. We're not protected. We're not protected. We're the most unprotected race of women out there. No, I mean, nobody protects us. But yet, black women, though, number one, talking about, I don't need no nigga. I'm independent. I don't need no nigga for this. I don't need no nigga for that. I could do this shit all by myself. That's what y'all say, right? How can somebody protect something when you say you don't need them? Hell, you starting to act more managed than the men. Can we talk about that? Can we have a conversation about that? Can we keep it real about that? Can we be honest about that? Why do black women make poor pussy choices and then expect for the whole entire community not to say anything to her? Why are we blaming Future and Nick Cannon for birthing all these babies and not the women that continue to sleep with them? Freestyle, BET. The BET Awards. BET is trying to give you a closer look at what's going on in the black community, man. And all it's doing is giving stereotypes to what's going on in the black community. I used to dislike Candace Owens. I used to dislike her a whole lot. But go and watch her show. Go watch her show now. Go watch her show. I watched the show a couple days back. And you know why I said? I can't even say nothing about Candace Owens. Juneteenth was supposed to be the day for freedom, correct? Right? Let's talk. We only got a couple more minutes on this show. Juneteenth is supposed to be the holiday for freedom for black people, correct? Right? Why are we twerking on top of Pizza Hut? Why are we killing and shooting each other on Juneteenth? I just want to know. I want to know this from my community, since the BET Award represents the excellence of black people, right? This is supposed to represent black excellence. Is this black excellence? Is this black excellence? I'm asking again. Is this black excellence to twerk on top of a fucking Pizza Hut? To destroy businesses where our people are working, where our people are making a living. Excuse me. Whole bunch of teenagers on Juneteenth went to a McDonald's and destroyed the cash register, destroyed the whole entire restaurant on Juneteenth. Is that black excellence? See, it's so convenient when we talk about Martin Luther King, even though Martin Luther King set black folks back 150, 200 years with that love our oppressor mentality, to hug and love our oppressor. And meanwhile, he continued to put the knife in the back of our, put the knife on our backs, but we still hugging and forgiving him and with that Christianity spirit. Even though Martin Luther King set black folks back 150, 200 years, it's so convenient for us to talk about Martin Luther King. It's so convenient when we talk about this person or that person or this lady or that lady. It's so convenient talking about Rosa Parks. But let's be honest here. Rosa Parks wasn't the first black woman that said no to a bus driver by moving out her seat on the bus. It was another black lady 3 years prior that did that. And plus, Rosa Parks was sisterhood. Tell me why all these civil rights leaders are linked to the Boulays. Come on, let's talk. Why are they related to the Eastern Stars? Come on, let's talk. Why all these civil rights leaders are related to the Freemasons? Come on, let's talk, man. Let's talk. Freestyle BET Awards. See, you thought we're gonna talk about celebrities all day long. I had to bring you talk about the BET Award to come all the way around. Come all the way around the circle. Come all the way around the circle to what we're talking about today. I hear black people all the time. Well, if you wanna free hustle, this is free game right here. Go spend $300, get you an LLC, and go do this, that, blah, 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 and you'll make $100,000 in 2 weeks. If it was that fucking easy, why is everybody not doing it? I still have to. So you will post that bullshit, but won't post black people didn't start reading. There's a reason why these white people are high in these books now all of a sudden. I just find it ironic that all of a sudden, let's use DeSantis for a moment. DeSantis wanted to get rid of all books that talk about race. Why? Because people are starting to wake up. There's only a few of us waking up, but there are people waking up. Why is Becky still tripping about you being around the swimming pool area? Because your melon speaks volumes. See, we're going to talk about our people, but then we're going to start empowering our people as well, right? Why is foreigners talking about get out? Because your melon is speaking, man. If you know who the hell you were, if you would have knew that you the first indigenous Indians, if you knew you the first Puerto Ricans, if you would have knew that you the first Samoans, if you would have knew you the first Cubans, if you would have knew you the first Dominicans, if you would have knew you the first Chinese, if you would have knew you the first Japanese, if you would have knew you the first Iranians, if you would have knew you the first Arabs, if you would have knew all this stuff, you wouldn't be doing this bullshit what we're doing now. We ain't sitting up here twerking on top of a fucking Pizza Hut. To celebrate what? Juneteenth? Juneteenth is a made up. And here's the thing that really kills me. Why would they give us a damn Juneteenth official holiday when we still don't have no damn reparations yet? Come on, man. Black folks, we accept any and everything. Oh, thank you, Master, for giving us a free holidays. Meanwhile, the Jewish people, they get millions upon millions of dollars every single year. Israel gets millions of dollars for every single year behind that fake-ass Holocaust. Yes, the Holocaust was fake. The Asian community get reparations. And they didn't even put half the work that the Negro man, woman, child put in. And they get a check every single year. Black folks, we get a damn holiday. Come on. Stop accepting every bullshit that these folks give you. Stop it. Stop accepting bare minimum. You're supposed to be accepting everything they're supposed to give you. You are supposed to be, if you know who the hell you were, you would not accept anything less but the very fucking best. Because that's what you gave to this country. I'm sorry, this corporation. See, black folks don't even understand that this is not even a country. This is a corporation. You gave everything you had to this corporation called the United States of America Incorporated. Do you understand that the USA is incorporated? Let's talk about that. This is a corporation, man. This ain't no damn country. Are you kidding me? And then we send our black boys and our black girls go to the fight to these punk ass militaries to fight for what? Freedom? No, you fight for the 2-3% bankers. That's what you're fighting for. You're not fighting for anything. Stop believing these damn lies these folks give you. And meanwhile, you come back, you drive while black. I saw a black military man in Virginia. Man, he served this corporation highly and well. He's a high-ranking officer and still got pulled over driving while black. Is this what we're supposed to be accepting? Is this what we're supposed to be accepting here today? Oh yeah, but let me close this out to you foreigners out here. You Latinos, you Arabs, you can talk all this shit about us all you want. You can talk all the bull crap all you want about us. You can mistreat us. You can call us niggers. You can throw us out. That's fine. But let me tell you something, how the Most High is going to work. The Most High is going to turn this thing around. Woo! Almost got happy just a minute ago. He's going to turn this thing around. And I'm going to tell you something. There are more Latinos than black people. I want you to understand this. There's about to be more Latinos than white people. It's already happening, but right now, the census already, they lying, but they can't continue to lie. See, the census can't keep lying. Satan can't keep lying. There are more Latinos than white and black people. And I'm telling you right now, Latin people. I'm telling you right now, Iranian people. I'm telling you right now, Chinese people. I'm telling you right now, Cuban, Dominican. When white people had enough of you being in this country, taking the resources that they said belongs to them, first of all, it belongs to y'all, number one, but we'll move on. When white people can't get the same resource because you took it, they're going to look at you as the enemy. And when they start hanging some of your children, when they start hanging some of you men, and some of you women, the first thing you're going to do, I already know what you're going to do. You're going to run the black folks. You're going to run the black folks. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something. Latinos, I'm going to tell you something. Iranians, I'm going to tell you something. Arabs, Chinese people. When you run to us this time, we're going to tell you, hell no, get away from us. Let's talk about that. See, you think you in this country and you got Becky beside you. Oh, you good. You good. You real good. I got Becky beside me. She got my back. But when this race war gets started, when this shit gets cranked up, you're going to find out what Becky's really all about. You're going to find out what Billy's all about. So I'm telling you right now, you better hope you on the right side. Because when this shit gets ugly, you can't run the black folks. Black and brown need to come together. No, you can go fuck yourself. Follow me on my social media platforms. K-I-N-G-J-U-D-A-23. J-U-D-H-L-Y-F-E. peace, and favor. One love.